On safety issues, Google DeepMind is allocating $10 million to a funding program for research into safety for multi-agent systems. Their concern is that multi-agent systems can exhibit a collective behavior that is hard to predict by observing individual agents in isolation. For some researchers, if artificial general intelligence is possible at all, it might not come from a powerful single model but from an agent hive mind where the collective participation of agents creates the overall intelligence. Meanwhile, Devin Kim, now president of the nonprofit Center for AI Safety, has filed a lawsuit against xAI claiming that he was fired from that company for raising concerns about AI risks. xAI has faced several lawsuits and investigations this year as its Grok AI chatbot was used to generate millions of AI-enhanced sexualized images. The Center for Countering Digital Hate says many of the images were created from photos of women without their consent. The long-awaited SpaceX IPO has taken place and propelled the company's valuation to over $2.7 trillion, making it the fifth most valuable company in the world. SpaceX acquired xAI in February of this year. Elon Musk holds most of the SpaceX shares and retains majority voting power. The IPO also makes him the world's first trillionaire. Meanwhile, Prometheus, a physical AI startup co-founded by Jeff Bezos, has just raised $12 billion in a second funding round with a valuation of $41 billion. Physical AI refers to artificial intelligence that can perceive, reason about, and act in the physical world, and covers robots, autonomous vehicles, drones, and Internet of Things systems. Prometheus wants to build an artificial general engineer, which is a physical AI system capable of manufacturing physical goods on assembly lines. For Bezos, this objective is required to address a labor scarcity, since demand for workers will soon exceed human worker availability. Subquadratic, a Miami-based AI startup, recently announced a breakthrough that hugely reduces the costs of running large language models, though some scientists are skeptical. Subquadratic has created a language model called SubQ, which the company claims is able to process 12 times as much text as other contemporary models. The SubQ model has not been released yet, except to a select few. One issue raised is that the model reused weights from the Chinese open-source model Qwen instead of being trained from scratch. This could impact the significance of the claims made by Subquadratic. Elsewhere, an InfoWorld article presents a detailed list of key metrics for classifying large language models. One noteworthy aspect is the proliferation of agentic AI-related metrics such as token efficiency, tool call accuracy, and instruction following. On society issues, Amazon announced this week that it is now water positive in India. This means that it returns more water to communities than it used for operations, including data centers, offices, and warehouses. Water availability is a particular challenge in India. The country has 18% of the world's population but only 4% of the world's freshwater resources. Meanwhile, The Guardian reported that data collected from the Pokemon Go app could soon be used to potentially help drones find targets in conflicts. The company who created Pokemon used the collected data to train AI models to recognize objects in the physical world. The company is now working on a deal worth $217 million with the U.S. Army for training software. Drones typically use GPS to orientate themselves. However, when GPS signals are jammed, spoofed, or interfered with, drones can get lost. The military is looking for supplementary ways for drones to recognize their locations, and Pokemon game data is an option. On geopolitical issues, the U.S. administration has ordered Anthropic to stop exporting its powerful Fable and Mythos models, or releasing them to non-U.S. nationals. There is ongoing debate within the U.S. administration about this type of ban. It is possible that China will catch up on U.S. AI capabilities with or without the ban, so removing the ban would at least help U.S. companies remain competitive abroad. Elsewhere, Microsoft is now the principal supplier of OpenAI models in China, and the Chinese company ByteDance is expected to spend $1 billion USD on Microsoft AI this year. Microsoft is allowed to sell GPT models abroad under the terms of an agreement it made with OpenAI. Both OpenAI and Anthropic are refusing to sell AI models on the Chinese market. Several U.S. observers have expressed concern that Chinese companies are distilling U.S. models to develop their own. This is where a student model is created by learning directly from a teacher model, instead of being created from training data.